After the sample, PA Dr. D, surgeon cure. Today's date is 10/28/2023. Indication is 4. Hardin Hetland. Hetland spells H-E-T-L-A-N-D. Hardin spells A-R-D-E-N. Date of birth is 10/02/1954. This is a 69-year-old gentleman here with bilateral leg pain, period. Just whenever she wants to go back, just give it to her. Patient indicated this has been going on for the past 10 days or so. It's gotten worse in the last two. Said he travels a lot, said he flies to London on a frequent basis and notices pain after he sits for long periods. Said pain is located in the posterior surface of his thigh, down his legs on both sides, period. Next paragraph. Question, same paragraph. Patient denies trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies shortness of breath, denies respiratory distress, denies cough. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 158/83. Pulse 62. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. Lower extremities. Tenderness in the bilateral calf. Holman sign present. The bilateral calf. Tenderness in the posterior surfaces upper of his thigh. As for range of motion. Has some discomfort with range of motion. Next line, no edema, no erythema. Normal sensation. Vascular status is good, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or emboli, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute lower extremity pain. On the left. Assessment number two is acute lower extremity pain on the right. Today we did an ultrasound assess for DVT. Ultrasound was unremarkable. Next paragraph, patient, I had a lengthy discussion about findings in ultrasound and physical exam. This pain may be as a result of muscular strain. He was given the following medication, Flexeril. Correction, Robaxin, 750 milligrams. You will take 1 POQHS for 30 days, number 30. Strongly advised not to take this medication during the daytime. Encourage warm compress and range of motion exercises, range of motion and stretching exercises. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.